The Israeli 33-day war of 2006 against Lebanon was the focus of a joint production by a number of Iranian and Lebanese filmmakers. The film, entitled Heavenly South and scheduled to be screened next summer, portrays the story of the trials two Hezbollah fighters and their spouses faced during the hostilities. The story takes place in one of the most severely damaged areas in Lebanon.
This war consisted of historical events. No matter how hard we worked or tried to show these events to people through our films, we cannot do these events justice. The people of this village suffered a lot.
The village of Ait Ashab, very close to the border with Israel, was reduced to rubble when Israeli forces hit it with heavy artillery shells and 500-pound bombs.
You go there, you will see that it's so near to the border, and if they want to come, the first place that they come in, it's Aita. And Aita is the one of the place that it never surrendered by the time of Harb Tammuz. So the story happened there.
The film could not be shot on location because of the instability of the border region. So filmmakers headed to the southern Lebanese city of Ansariyeh, in which Hezbollah fighters killed a number of Israeli commandos after sabotaging an operation in 1996. In the village of Ait Ashab, where this movie takes place, not a single home was left standing. Iranian and Lebanese filmmakers alike built this entire set to depict the brutal Israeli onslaught of 2006. Heavenly South is one of the biggest movies ever filmed in Lebanon and is just one of many Iranian films pertaining to the country. Serena Shim, Press TV, Southern Lebanon.